With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Partial government shutdown might last longer than first believed. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston with the latest.
The government funding package passed by the Senate on Friday requires a House vote because of changes made to Homeland Security funding. The expectation was that House lawmakers would approve the measure after returning to Washington on Monday. But House Speaker Mike Johnson said a vote likely won't take place until at least Tuesday, as Democrats and Republicans debate restrictions for the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Lawmakers are wrestling with what to do about the soaring cost of Obamacare. Economist Steve Moore urging Republicans to oppose continued expansion of the so-called Affordable Care Act.
What this fight is about in Washington right now is whether we're going to end up with a government-run healthcare system. And, you know, you and I have been talking for years. I predicted this is exactly what Obamacare was intended to do, was just drive the whole system to government control. I don't want the government control over my health care. I don't know about you.
In the meantime, Moore says that a simple philosophy is built into President Trump's tax cut package, which was approved last year on Capitol Hill.
The idea of incentivizing workers to work more and to earn higher paychecks because you get less taxes withheld from your tax bill. That's just supply side economics. And, you know, we want to, rather than give, just send out checks to people, we want to reward people who are working. And that's, you know, 180 million Americans who are working every day. And we think they deserve a pay raise.
Economist Steve Moore was appearing this week on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Some bad news for Great Britain.
2026 may be the year that deaths outnumber births in the country for the first time since World War I and the Spanish influenza epidemic. That's the word from the Resolution Foundation, and the reason is that so few British couples are having children. It's a problem that's afflicting most of the world's wealthy industrialized nations, both in Europe and in Asia. The U.S. birth rate has been below replacement for a number of years. Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians in Mexico is on the rise. The nation's powerful drug cartels the problem, apparently. International Christian Concern issuing a report saying believers fear violence and intimidation from local cartels who extort churches and commit attacks of violence against Jesus Christ and his followers for speaking about their activities. The Observatory of Religious Freedom there says churches are often targeted. This is SRN News. The streets of the nation's capital are set to host, if you're ready for this, an IndyCar race coming up this summer. More from Ed Donahue.
It's part of America's 250th birthday celebration. The race is scheduled for August 23rd. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says there won't be gridlock on D.C. streets that day.
But to think 190 miles an hour down Pennsylvania Avenue, this is going to be wild.
The race route will include the National Mall. Roger Penske is owner of IndyCar.
And we're excited. The areas for people to see. Most of the grounds will be free.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Damon Wilson, the actor who played the son on the 70s sitcom Sanford and Son, has died at the age of 79. His Lamont character was often the subject of endless insults from Red Fox, Fred Sanford character. More on these stories, townhall.com.